Today, many high school seniors will breathe a sigh of relief after they push the send button on their Common applications for college. The Common App, as it's called, is accepted by more than 400 colleges and universities. Today is the deadline for early decision and early action applicants for those hoping to get a jump on figuring out which schools they can attend and which schools they can afford. Today, we begin a series called Paying for College, in which we follow one of those students as she embarks on one of the most important financial journeys of her life. WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerov reports.
So my name's Emily Soto, and I'm 17 years old.
Emily sits in her family's living room with her dark brown hair tightly pulled back in a ponytail.
My family's from the Dominican Republic, and I was born here.
She's wearing a suit jacket and dress pants because earlier in the day, she had an interview at Brandeis University, one of her top choices. Emily's parents came to the U.S. the year before she was born. Now she's a senior at the Edward Kennedy Academy for Health Careers.
In school, I perform the average student. I have a good solid GPA and, 3.5. And with my SATs, I'm taking them over again just because it was just, I'm not too much of a big test taker.
Even though she's at a health-focused charter school, she wants to study nonprofit business management in college. She's applying to 10, including 4 state schools. Even though she thinks she can get a full scholarship to a state school, she wants to see what private schools offer her as well, so she can weigh the choices.
The ones that I'm really concerned with is just BU and Brandeis and Providence College, which are my main three. With Emmanuel, Wheelock, and Simmons, I'm just on the edge if I might get accepted or not, but it's more about financial aid with those schools.
And money is critical in Emily's decision-making. Her father works for a cleaning company. Her mother is unemployed. They live in public housing in Roslindale and use food stamps. They've not been able to save for college.
I think this is all in here, add 12, just grade 12.
Mm-hmm, just to make that clear. Okay.
Emily has been working on her application since early summer. Every few weeks since June, she's been meeting with Joe Moray, a counselor for Bottom Line. It's a nonprofit that helps disadvantaged students go to college.
So right now we're editing the activities section of the Common App, which is where students have 10 spots to tell colleges about every club, sport, work experience, volunteer experience, and significant family responsibility they've had in the past 4 years.
Emily takes her extracurricular activities very seriously. She had to pick from 18 for her application. She was president of her school's branch of the National Honor Society, and she started a club to raise money and awareness about teen dating violence.
Okay, so moving on from activities.
Yeah, can we just look at this right here?
Mm-hmm.
For National Society.
So you definitely joined in the 10th grade?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just checking because most schools don't do it until
upperclassmen, right?
Yeah.
Emily has several people advising her in this process, including her guidance counselor. They've all encouraged her to finish her applications early, because that's when schools start keeping track of students who need financial aid. Bob Giannino Racine is head of You Aspire, a nonprofit that helps students figure out how to pay for college.
Because the early deadlines sometimes end up being the only deadlines for kids. You know, there are pools of money that run out. If you didn't get in early, you miss out, and then there's no money left.
And Emily will need a lot of grants, scholarships, and loans to attend college.
I know that I'm going to get the aid that I need because of my situation, but at the same time, I know that there's, an EFC, expected family contribution, and we can take out loans and stuff, but it kind of is concerning to see the amount that we're going to have to contribute. That's probably the concern, like, are we going to be able to just pay that price?
Emily's been told their expected family contribution might be as high as $8,000 a year.
And it's like, where are we going to get $8,000 from?
Emily says her family would have trouble covering $2,000 a year. That's common, says Giannino Racine of You Aspire. Colleges often ask families for a high contribution, even when the federal government's assessment is that the family can't afford to pay anything.
We see a broad range of gaps that are left for students across the board, and unfortunately, fewer and fewer schools where that gap is manageable.
Emily has also discovered aid packages might not cover the full 4 years.
The funny thing is the schools won't highlight it, but my college advisor and like my guidance counselors, who are people that have seen the financial aid packages, will tell you straight up, like, they do not, meet your full need your second and third year of college. So these are people who have seen students come back and say, I have to, you know, stop going to school because I can't afford my second year.
Emily is a savvy consumer, something that will serve her well when she has to weigh her college acceptances with the financial aid packets that start arriving in the spring. This whole process is new for her family. Neither of Emily's parents nor any close relatives went to college. She's an example for her two younger siblings.
Oh, yeah. My little sister comes. We have to put on the cartoons.
On this afternoon, after a college interview and a part-time shift at a paper store, Emily relaxes with her mother by watching a telenovela in Spanish. Ingrid Vitini says while she's worried about the finances, she wants her daughter to go to her top choice. But Emily's mom says she'd prefer a school that has a complete financial aid packet because then the family wouldn't have to stress about the money. At this point, as Emily Soto meets her first college application deadline, the money is a factor, but it's not the deciding factor yet. It will become more and more important as she moves through the college decision-making process. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.